All right, let's get a report for Berga and Houghton County. Talking to Scott at Woodland Firearms in Berga, and I appreciate some of your time again this week.
No problem. Glad to talk to you.
How's the ice holding up on Keweenaw Bay?
You know, it's still there. You got about a foot of ice on the southernmost end towards the head of the bay, starting at about the Berga Marina, making kind of an arch up towards Launce. So they're still getting out really good in front of Launce, still getting out in front of the Berga. It's a little iffier the further you go out, but they're still getting off the Lighthouse Point this morning. So if you guys wandering out there.
So let's talk a little bit about what's going on at the head of the bay first, because I'm hearing about a lot of splake, but an occasional nice brown, nice steelhead, and I haven't heard any coho reports, though, for Keweenaw Bay.
Yeah, the coho are showing up. I know pulling a few even out of the mouth of the river. They're pulling a few out. I was at the marina this morning just watching, and I saw a guy about 40 yards off the Berga Marina just pulling and throwing a coho on the ice. So they're moving around. They're showing up. Not great numbers, but some guys have limited out in 2 or 3 hours, you know, so they are moving around.
Well, let's talk about what they're using. How are they catching them?
Typically, they're just using the buckshot spoon, the glow shot spoons, you know, some of the VMC tumblers, tip with the minnow head. That's about it. Sometimes they go with a smaller jigging wrap. So you're keeping the bait active for the most part for the coho.
All right, well, let's switch to the whitefish in Keweenaw Bay. I imagine it's got to be a little sketchy getting out to that whitefish hole.
It is. They're still getting out there. Apparently, it's about 3, 3.5 inches, 4 inches of ice, but I don't know how much longer it's going to last. We've got some weather coming in. It could spell the end of it, or maybe it'll hold on. We're not sure. They're catching a few out there. So, well, if you come off the Berga Marina, the road coming down the hill there, you go straight off into about 80 feet of water. Once you get down there, most people are using like a bigger jig. A Meigs jig is a good thing to have, or else some of the Swedish pimples getting down a number 5, 6, or 7 in a white. Some guys still swear by the hammered copper or the hammered silver. So,
all right. Well, let's move up to Huron Bay and talk a little bit about how the ice is holding up there. That's the one place I did hear the ice is still in great shape.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Positive how far they're getting out. The reports are kind of slim for us, so I think that means the fish is probably biting. So people don't like to share that information too much. But the ice is doing good. They're catching some fish. They're getting off Pine Point. They're getting up as far as Witch's Marina at times. But again, with the wind we had the other night, I'm not sure how long it's going to hold, but it's still good ice, especially on the southern end, southwest end. So.
Well, can we continue with you a little later this hour, jump back onto Huron Bay, and then I want to go up to Portage and get the reports for there from this past weekend in that VFW tournament. I heard there was some big fish caught, so can we get a little more time?
You betcha.
Scott from Woodland Firearms in Berga. Stay tuned. We'll continue later this hour on The Outdoor Show.